NPR News in Washington. I'm Nancy Lyons. Oil giant BP will pay nearly $19 billion for the widespread damage caused 5 years ago with the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on BP's landmark settlement with Gulf states and the federal government.
BP has agreed to pay a record $18.7 billion to settle with state and local governments, the U.S. Department of Justice, and to restore the Gulf's natural resources. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley.
And while today's news will never be able to make up for the loss and the hurt experienced by so many Alabamians, it is a good step forward towards making Alabama whole again.
The Deepwater Horizon exploded in April 2010, killing 11 rig workers and causing the worst offshore environmental disaster in U.S. history. More than 3 million barrels of oil fouled the Gulf, beaches, wetlands, and wildlife. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
NASCAR is asking racing fans to stop displaying Confederate battle flags at racing events. Michael Tomsick of member station WFAE reports on the NASCAR changes announced today.
In the South, Confederate battle flags are a common sight at NASCAR races. Some fans fly them in the campgrounds and wear them in the stands. Now, all the NASCAR tracks that host Top Flight races are trying to change that. In a united statement from all 30 tracks, they say, quote, "We are committed to providing a welcoming atmosphere free of offensive symbols." At races this weekend in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Speedway's president says he'll offer American flags in exchange for Confederate ones. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomzik.
The co-CEOs of Whole Foods admit the chain has been overcharging customers in New York City stores, but they say the weighing errors were unintentional. They apologized in a YouTube video with John Mackey making a promise.
If for any reason you think there's a mistake in any of our fresh products, ask the cashier to check on it. And if there's a mistake that's not in your favor, we promise to give you that item for free.
A recent investigation by the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs uncovered a systematic overcharging of prepackaged foods at the grocery chain. The chief of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Fiat Chrysler will face sanctions for violating safety laws in multiple recalls. Mark Rosekind was referring to the automaker's handling of 23 recalls. He's not saying what action would be taken. Officials have detailed a long list of failures on the part of the automaker, including failing to notify customers of recalls and delays in making and distributing recall parts. There's good news and bad news in the latest jobs report from the Labor Department. The good news, the unemployment rate fell to a 7-year low of 5.3%, but the June figures also show a wave of people stopped looking for work. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 27 points. This is NPR. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says early detection of avian flu is key to controlling its spread. So today the agency announced it will step up monitoring wild birds for the virus to prevent a resurgence of the disease that has devastated poultry farms in the upper Midwest. Avian flu has cost poultry producers around 48 million birds since early March. New York City wants to make composting mandatory for businesses that generate large amounts of food waste. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the proposed rule was announced today and would affect the biggest restaurants, food wholesalers, and arenas.
The proposed rule would require food vendors at Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden, and Citi Field to recycle their food waste. Composting would also be required for big food processing plants and restaurants in hotels with more than 150 rooms. New York currently composts about 50,000 tons of food waste a year, mostly from private homes. City officials say the proposed expansion into the commercial sector could double the amount of food waste that's kept out of landfills. But there's still the question of where all that additional waste will go. The city itself doesn't have enough facilities to process all of it. Supporters hope the proposal will help spur the construction of new private composting facilities. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
A gloomy prediction from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today. The agency says if humans do not reverse climate change and stop the loss of sea ice, polar bears will likely become extinct. Currently, the population is between 20 and 25,000. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.